Good day, Mike Powers. This is KWIN News. The Children's Hospital at Erlanger is preparing for major renovations aimed at improving care and comfort for young patients across the region. Hospital leaders say the upgrades will focus on creating a more child-centered experience, including sensory-friendly rooms, a new behavioral health space within the emergency department, and a fast-track area for non-emergency visits. Improvements will also include a designated kids' corner, colorful murals, child-sized seating, improved wayfinding signage, and a dedicated parking garage entrance. The hospital currently serves more than 80,000 children every year across 35 specialties and has been a cornerstone of pediatric care for more than 100 years. Local leaders say the renovations will help ensure all children, including those with sensory needs or disabilities, feel comforted and supported. Construction is expected to start in the summer and be completed by the end of the year with funding from state support, hospital investment, and community donations. Emergency management officials are warning against outdoor burning, that following a fire on Crow Mountain that took firefighters most of the day to extinguish. A falling tree struck a power line about 2 o'clock Monday morning, sparking the fire in dry brush below. Crews were able to contain the blaze by around 10 o'clock at night. The downed power line also cut electricity to the Crow Mountain Fire Department, forcing crews to manually open bay doors to respond to the emergency. Power was restored later in the day. Deputy Chief Charlie Brown with the Scottsboro Fire Department says brush fires are especially dangerous right now due to dry conditions and low humidity. Officials with Jackson County's EMA are urging residents to avoid burning altogether, warning that even small sparks can quickly turn into large wildfires. Georgia lawmakers are moving closer to requiring weapons detection systems in every public school across the state. A bill nearing final passage would mandate daily screening of students as they arrive on campus following a deadly shooting in 2024. Supporters say the technology could help prevent future tragedies, comparing the systems to those already used in courthouses and other public buildings. However, critics are raising concerns about cost, staffing, and effectiveness, noting that systems can cost $10,000 or more per campus and may produce frequent false alarms. The bill has cleared a Senate committee and now awaits final votes before heading to Governor Brian Kemp's desk. In Dade County, a joint work session bringing together multiple local agencies is set for this evening at 6 o'clock. The meeting will include the Dade County Board of Commissioners, the City of Trenton's leaders, Dade County Schools, and economic development organizations. Topics will include SPLOST, the county's comprehensive plan, school funding and capital projects, and continued growth across the school system. Officials will also highlight the upcoming Dade County High School Career Fair that's in mid-April. Now, economic development discussions will focus on infrastructure and workforce housing, along with updates from the IDA, the Alliance for Dade, and the Downtown Development Authority. The Dade Water and Sewer Authority will take part as well, emphasizing the role of infrastructure in supporting future growth. Tomorrow is the big day. It's the opening of Major League Baseball's regular season at Truist Park in Atlanta as the Braves host the Kansas City Royals. It also begins our 30th year of broadcasting the Braves here on KWIN. Airtime tomorrow night is 6 o'clock. That first pitch, 7:15 tomorrow evening here on your home of the Braves, KWIN. Catch up on local news anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the aforementioned home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, 1420 AM, playing the hits of a lifetime, classic hits, KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.